another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think what a lot of people do is they look at things two-dimensionally in a very simplistic way. When I learned the federal government was preparing mass graves and for martial law in January, and we interviewed emergency managers from major towns around the country, I said, I don't know if this is going to be a real flu outbreak or a cover for something, but they're deploying NORTHCOM, they're getting ready for this in January. And I was on record, and I am legitimately concerned. I have storable food. I have a place to go in the countryside. I lock my doors at night because I don't want my children to be killed if we ever get burglarized. I put seat belts on my children because I don't want to flip the car if we have a wreck and have them die. And so to sit here and say we don't have a world government forming, or eco-science written by the White House science czar doesn't say they want to poison the water to sterilize us. Fear-mongering is the government saying Al-Qaeda is going to kill you if you don't give your rights up and let us body scan you. So it is a, you know, the difference is I am true at heart, and what we talk about develops and has major gravitas. And I'm here warning the alarm bell. I mean, if I was, you know, ringing a bell as an enemy was coming up to the gates, it wouldn't be fear-mongering. If somebody breaks in my house and the alarm goes off, and that's happened before, I mean, that alarm isn't fear-mongering. And you can take or leave what you want from this radio show, but I am proud of what I do. I mean, I've done 2 hours, actually, haven't plugged any products, and I should because that's how we fund our operation. I'm proud of what we do. I believe the Republic is falling, being conquered by a foreign corporate takeover. And I've busted my butt making a film and put it out on the internet for free. I hope people get the DVD to support us. It's in higher quality. Or they get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We got 5 months free right now. That's how I support what we're doing. This is all very expensive. So get the DVDs. Get the material at InfoWars.com. I won't allow the PSYOP to work on me that I'm not supposed to fund what we're doing. We're not funded with your tax money or George Soros money. We're funded by people's support. And just like the founding fathers were funded by the colonists' support. And so I'll now go to Scott in California. I had to cut him off because it was the end of the hour and our guests had to go. Scott, I think you're simplifying the message. When I come up here a few times a year and say, red alert, I got secret documents from upstate New York, which later came out in mainstream news, that they were saying, get ready for millions dead. And I said, I don't know what's going on with this, but this is a red alert. And then the flu hype did come months later. We were right. I mean, I genuinely am worried about my family, and we need to get people up off their butts to be concerned and to be upset. I mean, they're trying to pass government health care this week. They're trying to pass cap and trade. I mean, world government's being announced. What did I fearmonger about? What isn't true? Go ahead, Scott.
Thank you.
You got 1 minute. Tell me. Okay, tell me, well, man. I'm for real. You don't have the...
Let me tell you. I did not say that you were fear-mongering. I didn't use those words. I think you've been telling the truth, but I think that your message has been changing its shape the more success that you've been gaining. And the more that you say that we can win this thing, we're not going to win this thing until it completely comes down. And so that's when we start over. Like Mike Rivero says, we need to be thinking about what we're doing beyond this government. And the more it seems like you're trying to, that the InfoWars empire rises, it becomes about self-preservation, and now we can win this thing. We're not going to win this thing right now. People are
upset. Wait a minute. I'm going to hold you over with Bob Chapman. He's been on hold so we can go over this. My empire, it isn't rising. Monetarily, we're where we were 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago. Now, the empire is rising and reaching people, which is actually scary for me. And people have to be told we can win. That's how you win wars, is morale. Look, I only tell what I believe is the truth. Am I perfect? Hell no.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
40-plus years ago, with G. Edward Griffin and others, Bob Chapman published books, wrote books. He's given thousands of speeches. He's done tens of thousands of radio interviews. I know it's thousands a year. It is three or four a day. And we've been right about everything we've covered. You can go back and read stuff Bob wrote 40 years ago, and it was like a crystal ball looking into the future because we read globalist documents. I told you they're going to bring the health bill to a full debate. They've been telling you for a month that they aren't. Now they are this Saturday. 2 weeks from now, they're scheduled to bring the greenhouse gas tax to a debate. We may be able to beat it, but we have to believe we can beat it and admit it's a threat. Now, I misunderstood what Scott was saying, and I don't exactly understand it. I mean, I really believe we can beat this, and I believe, I know, the Christian churches in the last 100 years got taken over by the Schofield Bible. It told them we'd all be raptured out. No one had to fight evil, render unto Caesar, and submit to government. And so if we can get past that mind control and get people to believe they have power, I don't believe we're supermen. I don't believe the elite are supermen. But at the same time, I believe that we all have amazing potential within us. So I'm trying to teach people the elite aren't as powerful as you think, and you're more powerful than you think. And I just think we have a really positive message. A lot of people build straw men. and just constantly attribute things to me that I haven't done or said or distort what we're saying. And it's not about Alex Jones. I'm here going, look, Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, is in the New York Times calling for global government and saying the carbon tax will fund it. Look, Al Gore's made $1 billion off this. He's a scammer. And then so many people, as I try to point out how popular the truth is, I understand how societies operate and how history works, and I try to have actors and rock stars and people on who are waking up or have been awake for a long time to show you that we're really the majority, and then it's like, oh, look, Alex has a movie star on or a former governor or a... I mean, I've studied history. I know how to win against these people. That's why they're saying I'm their number one enemy. That's why they've got attack pieces going against me. That's why we've got dirty tricks going on. And somehow there's this Madison Avenue implanted envy in some of the, and I'm not saying Scott's saying that with some people, that there's this perception that it's fun for me to be the great Alex Jones. And I hate to even say that, but that's what the media's built. That's what the public sees. People think I'm like the elite. They think I'm Superman. They think I know everything and I'm tracking everyone. No, I know the general systems of the New World Order. I know their formulae. And I'm trying to teach people my perspective. Doesn't mean I have all the answers. I try to have all the other experts who are true experts on who have track records of being right, like Bob Chapman. I mean, we have economists on and we have congressmen on and we have artists on and we have just this huge spectrum of people who are standing up for goodness. And I use my discernment for who I bring on the air and who I try to support. And it's just so frustrating to see that a large portion of the internet now spends their time not fighting the Federal Reserve. Looks like we're going to get the audit. It's going through. My God, this is beautiful. And instead it's like, oh, that's just a whitewash. Now we'll never defeat the Fed. You audit the Fed. It's the beginning of abolishing them. I mean, how can people not see that we're making headway? Bob Chapman, I appreciate you holding while I was ranting. I'm going to go back to Scott, but you were on hold. You heard Scott. What did you extract from what he was saying? And what's your message to everybody out there about, is it bad for me to say we're starting to win? We're starting to, I mean, it's the truth. All I do, my job's easy. You know, they say there's no mercury in the shots. I go, here's the insert. It says it has mercury. They say there's no world government. I pull out a UN document where they say world government. I mean, all I am is somebody trying to save my country. I mean, I guess they can't believe that anyone legitimate and wholesome could actually be affecting change because they don't believe in themselves. They don't know that they, if they started 14 years ago doing what I'm doing, they could have had a great effect too. Instead, they sit there bitching and griping about me, Bob.
Well, you're right, and needless to say, I put up with it for years, but, you know, a very successful man once said to me, when you're in first place, everybody wants to knock you down, and it's true. It's enviousness, jealousy, and it's something that I never thought I'd ever run into, but I have, and sadly, it's been about with people who I've known quite well, and I just can't figure mankind out. Here we are, and we are making a big, big inroad in what these people are doing. This passage coming up of 1207 and 604 is a monumental achievement. It's what many men and myself have fought for 50 years. It's the beginning of the end of the control of the Illuminati, and they know it. And they're furious, and that's, of course, why they attack you. I don't have the visibility you have, and so I don't get attacked as much, although the government doesn't like me very much. But just to give you an example, I was on a show yesterday, and they have these rating systems by how many programs, talk programs, are on in an hour. And I was rated, there was Rush and Hannity and Laura and somebody else, I was rated number 5. Now, that's out of 50 people. And they come back and said, who is this guy? And be as it may, the point is we are making inroads. People are listening to us because we're telling the truth.
Well, Bob, let me stop you. I mean, we should be, Bob, I agree. We should be figuratively popping champagne, running, but we can't because the fight continues. We're actually starting to turn the corner here. We can see the corner. We're approaching it, and we should be popping champagne, running around the streets. We've gone from no one knowing the Fed's private, maybe 1% to almost 80% now in polls. Looks like we're going to get the audit of the Fed, and suddenly there's this chorus bitching. I think a lot of that is staged, being put out, and then other weak-minded people parrot it. It's like we're supposed to lose. We're supposed to never have any. They have loser, defeatist attitudes. I mean, Bob, are you not? I mean, I know you're excited. You've been fighting for 40 plus years against these bastards. They've run you out of the United States. You don't even live here anymore. You've been fighting them, and now we're having some success, and everybody's mad about it.
Well, there are some people who are mad, and again, it's envy and jealousy, and why didn't you do it better, or why didn't you use this method? And you're always going to get it. I don't let it bother me anymore. Maybe it's because of my age. You know, my son is and daughter are your age, and so my perspective is a little bit different. In as much as I have found that over the years, don't get excited, be patient, and in the end, you'll win. And you just got to do the right things. And Alex, you're doing all the right things. And so don't get upset about it.
Well, it's just Bob.
You don't want to waste your time in these people. That's my feeling.
Bob, I agree with you. I agree with you, but we don't screen calls, and I don't think Scott's a bad guy. We'll go back to him in a moment. Give him 1 minute to counter respond. I'm not mad for me. I'm mad for him. I mean, I know a large portion of people, a large minority of our awakening, our movement, just have spent too much time on negative message boards, and they just, I guess I'm somebody in life who got the best-looking girl in school over and over again. I guess I'm somebody, I'm not bragging, who, when the big 250-pound muscle guy attacked me, I beat the hell out of him. I guess I'm the guy who went down and beat bills at the Texas legislature. I guess I have succeeded in life, you've succeeded in life, and some of these people just can't get it. They just cannot understand that they could succeed if they decided to succeed, Bob.
And that's true. Because most of them have the equipment. All they have to do is discipline themselves and set their goals and go ahead and get them, but you got to stay with it.
Well, I apologize for diverting. For the rest of the hour, I want to get into the economy and your expertise and how glorious this is. It looks like we'll be able to audit the Fed, and even if it doesn't succeed, though it looks like it will, next time it will. We're fighting. We're engaging. We're resisting. Resistance is victory. But Scott in California, go ahead. You can have the final say on this.
Thank you. Well, with just a minute, going back to what you guys said, let me use the Fed specifically. The last major election we had, the presidential election, Bush's numbers, Congress's numbers were in the tank. And yet, we thought for sure that the House was going to be cleaned and everything because people had had it. They wanted something new. Yet all the incumbents got back in. And it's the same old people. And so we've been talking about that this system is a mess and that things are going down. This audit the Fed bill, this is not going to happen. If it goes down, look for it. It's a major false flag warning. And so the system is controlled by the same old people, and they didn't just have a road to Damascus moment. The masses are, yes, they are waking up, Alex and Bob. But they're saying, how did we get here? And that's all how they're stumbling upon you guys. But the fact of the matter is that the system is still controlled by the same players.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call. Look, look, it's a process. Rome wasn't built in a day. We're not going to beat this in a day. And so you're not understanding what we're saying. The Fed is fighting this audit with everything they've got. They tried to strip it. This is not a staged event, is it, Bob?
We have crossed the Rubicon, and they better get on guard.
Hell yeah, man. We're in a war here, folks. And just because I'm manning a howitzer blasting enemy tanks, don't come up and gripe at me because I got grease all over my face. I mean, I don't understand it. Look, people, you got power. We can cause a revolution of understanding and awakening. We're standing on people's shoulders like Bob Chapman. But you've got to understand that to dream is destiny. To take action is destiny. And that resistance is...
victory!
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each day, 1 in 4 Americans visits a fast food restaurant. 60% of all Americans are either overweight or obese. Fast food can bring fast life to a screeching halt. Fast food is toxic food. One of the benefits of colon cleansing is to detoxify from fast food. Since 1985, thousands of Americans have chosen MediCleanse, the original colon cleanse. MediCleanse is a high-fiber colon cleansing product made from a carefully balanced combination of pure and natural ingredients, ground flaxseed, whole psyllium husks, and food-grade bentonite clay. MediCleanse is safe and gentle enough to be used daily. Learn more at MediCleanse.com or call us with your colon cleansing questions at 1-800-317-9547. Detoxify from fast food, pesticides, and heavy metals with MediCleanse. A 1 month supply is only $23.95 plus shipping and handling and comes with a 30-day unconditional money back guarantee. Order now at MetaCleanse.com or call toll free 1-800-317-9547. MediCleanse for radiant health.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not going to disrespect Bob anymore, taking up time on this other subject, because I want to get into all the important news and information he has for us in the balance of this hour. But understand, it's an illusion that the elite have all this power, just like our guest last hour was saying. That's the key. And so many people in government are serving them because they believe it's invincible, so they rationalize serving it and go along with it. When we point out that we are waking people up at record levels exponentially, I mean, the growth curve's like that. Took 30, 40 years to get to here. Now, in a couple of years, we're going straight up. We have to realize it's a bunch of Bernard Madoff, Ken Lay types running this, and they're slick, but they're not invincible, and we have to have a positive attitude. I mean, I know a lot of the conspiracy mongering is overboard because so much of it is directed at me and it's all made up. People can't believe that I'm legitimate and real, that this could be happening. It's happening because there are good listeners out there taking action. You are the power. Bob Chapman, any final comments on this? And I want to get into what's happening to the dollar, what's happening to gold, and anything else you think is most important.
Dollar, gold, the future of our economy in the world.
A lot is going on. What are you most concerned about right now?
I think it's the continuum of manipulation in the markets. And we're seeing the tremendous amount of money that's flowed to major banks and brokerage houses, insurance companies, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And they use part of this money, in some instances perhaps a majority of it, to execute in the market what the Fed wants them to do, or the Treasury. And that, of course, comes through the working group on financial markets, euphemistically known as the plunge protection team. And I think that we no longer have a free market, not only in America, but throughout the world, is something that we've got to change. We've got to stop the revolving door from Wall Street and the banking industry and insurance into Washington. And how we're going to do that, I don't know quite as yet. And I don't know that we will ever completely be able to stop what they're doing. But we're sure going to give them a bad time. And, you know, it comes full circle to what we were talking about early in the program. And that is, look, you know, what else are you going to do, lay down and die? No. We're going to fight them because what they're doing is wrong. They're stealing from everybody. And so to come back, we got to stop the manipulation. We got to make people understand that the stock market is selling at 4 times what it should be. And that's a result of that money that the Fed creates out of thin air. It's called monetization. And that money goes into the system. And the Fed gets on the phone every morning at 7:30, has their conference call with their 21 dealers and says, okay, J.P. Morgan Chase, you're going to make the financials go up today, and you over there at Goldman Sachs are going to short the gold stocks, and you over there at Citigroup, you're going to do this, that, and the other thing. And this actually goes on. I mean, this happens.
What did you think of the now four-part series in McClatchy newspapers? It's as if you wrote it, explaining how Goldman Sachs engineered the collapse, told people buy housing when they were betting against it, to destroy Bear Stearns that you said was an inside job. Now that's coming out. I mean, that is incredible.
Well, you know, when you've been there for years, you understand the mindset. And there are people who don't care how they make money, and they want to accumulate as much as possible, because it's their way of keeping score. They don't care that much about the money. It's the power it engenders, and they can beat on their chest like a baboon or any other human.
They're hyper-competitive.
They are, and that's not bad. But the point is they go.
But they'd rather wreck the whole system and be sitting on top of a pile of rubble than be part of a beautiful utopia.
Yes, and of course, every one of them that makes these kind of decisions that's been very successful, they get sucked into the venue, or perhaps very voluntarily go into the venue of world government. And that's the bottom line with this whole group. I mean, you can see it on CNBC. I saw an argument this morning between Steve Leisman and Joe, and Steve says, you know, you can't do that. And Joe, being the apparent very liberal person, says, well, you can. And I, you know, they're even going after each other now because they're very frustrated. They got the market up this far and they should be very, very happy about it. And they're not. What the reason is, I don't know and I don't care. All I know
is. Stay there, Bob. Stay there. I want to come back and get into your forecast, theinternationalforecaster.com, what you see coming up, where gold is going, the latest developments with the one, the only, Bob Chapman, and your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Everybody knows that today's a loaded.
One more thought on whether we're winning or not. We're certainly in better position against the globalists than we were 2 years ago. Everybody's talking about the New World Order and world government and how they don't want it. So whether they succeed in this phase or not, it's better to keep building against them and being positive and pointing out the ground that we've gained. And along those lines, we now have the holiday specials we're releasing that we do every year. Special deals that also fund our operation, if you believe what we're doing here, that we only have until Christmas. In fact, we're going to stop having these right at Christmas or right before Christmas. Right now, you can get, and this is only going for the next month, right now you can get Fall of the Republic for $19.95, the 2-hour, 24-minute powerhouse, and get a free Obama fascism, Obama New World Order, Obama socialism Joker shirt. Free. Okay, and these shirts cost us about $5.50 to make. So, I mean, literally, this is a great, great discount. A free T-shirt in black or white with all the different variants. Free. Running for the next month, free at InfoWars.com, or tell them you want the Fall of the Republic free Obama Joker shirt combo, and it may end sooner. We have a limited amount of these. I'm not reprinting them. I wasn't sure how many we had, so I pulled them off a few weeks ago before this special. When these are gone, it's gone, so it may be gone even sooner. InfoWars.com, and your purchase also supports us. Then when you walk around with an Obama fascism shirt, Obama socialism, it's all command and control. Obama New World Order, Obama Infowars.com shirt. Don't be a suckers on the back. It really wakes people up. We have some other specials as well where we discount the videos with a free Obama shirt. There's a whole bunch of different specials. And here's the last special, Loose Change Final Cut. Loose Change Final Cut. Forget spindles. We have them in the color cover package, the high-quality disc, for $5 a piece. So you can buy four of these. You can buy them individually if you want. Buy four of these and give them to your family and wake them up about 9/11. You may know all about 9/11 being an inside job, but this is really the definitive film of the Loose Change films. $5 a piece, Loose Change Final Cut, Infowars.com, $5 a piece. Ladies and gentlemen, we just want to get these out to the people. Feel free to make copies of Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Terror Storm, all of them at Infowars.com. You can, of course, see all the films online in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And through Christmas, we're running 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also go to TheInternationalForecaster.com and get a free issue. It comes out twice a week. Tomorrow, the new one's coming out. So be sure and do that with our guest, Bob Chapman. Okay, Bob. I'm going to try to sit back and shut up now because I have a lot of questions for you. Get into where you see the economy going, the real 20% unemployment, where Obama's going, the health care bill, all of it. Bob Chapman.
Well, first of all, the economy. If they do not have a stimulus package additional next year and the banks don't loosen up making loans, and 90% of their loans go to small and medium-sized businesses, and those loans have dropped 16.2% year-on-year. If they do not have stimulus and they don't have increase in loans to the tune of about $1.4 trillion, $1.6 trillion, somewhere in there, then the economy is going to start to swoon again. And that means that the Fed will be the last bastion of trying to keep the undertow of deflation under control by creating money and credit. And they'll always overcreate, and you can't blame them for that because they want it to be successful. And so consequently, number one, with no stimulus, we will probably see unemployment grow next year to 24-25% from 22.2%. And John Williams has it at 22.1%, so we're on the same page on that. And that will extend further out into the following year, which will be 2011, and it'll get worse. And I would imagine without the stimulus and without increased lending that we'd be going to 25, then to 30 to 35%. And if they do have the stimulus, and that will allow unemployment to stay somewhere between 22 and 23%. And that'll last about another year. So we'll say a year from June, the effects of that will help. But what they're faced with, and of course that would include the increase in loans as well. But what we're faced with here is it's not solving the problem. And the problem is we've got to get rid of the dead wood. We've got to get rid of all of the bankrupt banks and insurance companies and brokerage firms and other corporate entities. They have to be allowed to fail under our system. All of this will continue to put pressure on the dollar. I think before the end of the year, the dollar will, on the USDX, test 71.18 or somewhere between 71 and 72. It'll rally back to 76 or 78, go back down and test again and break. Because they have no intention of saving the dollar. They stand up there and say, we want a strong dollar. They don't mean that. They want the dollar weak because it makes them more competitive. And it'll give them maybe one-half or 1% or 1% of increased GDP by having the dollar at a lower level.
And they've now reversed the carry trade, but you just dropped that bombshell. You're saying, from the way I heard it, sometime next year they're going to let the dollar completely slide. How low?
Well, on the USDX, which is 75 50 approximately right now, down from 89.5 not too long ago, beginning of May. I think that during the second quarter of next year, that the dollar will break down. And first at 65.60, 55.50, and it could go to 40. And so about a 50% retraction from where we are now in the value and purchasing power of the dollar. And, of course, in the meantime, they're gonna be planning to have another Smithsonian-type meeting, like the Plaza Accord in 85, the Louvre Accord in 87. And what that means is all the countries are gonna get together, and they're gonna revalue and devalue all the currencies against one another. And they're also, between countries, going to write off two-thirds of the debt, just like they did in the experiment in Argentina in 1999-2000.
Okay, let's explain what that will do to Main Street and to real estate, starting with, let's say somebody's got a $500,000 house. Inflation would actually be good for them paying it off, except that we're going to have a depression in Main Street, so you've got rising prices. But it's harder to actually make the money. Will the federal government try to go in, wave a magic wand, and when you have a devaluation of the currency, then boost the price of the loans on the houses? So will a $500,000 house note now go to $1 million? Or, I mean, how is that going to work?
Well, I don't think anybody knows outside of the insiders. And what my guess is, logically, if the dollar is devalued, three old ones for one new one, and I think that's a good perspective. I think it could be close to that. Then one would assume that a $100,000 mortgage would become a $33,000 mortgage. The man who's making $100,000 a year would start making $33,000 a year. The people who have retirement and Social Security, instead of getting $1,000 a month, they get $330 a month. That would be logic. But if these people behind the scenes want to bust everybody, they would keep it up the other level and everybody would be broke. And then they have everybody running around with pitchforks. Only nowadays we have better weapons than pitchforks. But that's the logical sequence of event, the way it should happen.
Well, here's the problem. We had Dr. Paul Greg Roberts on a few days ago, and he's gone from saying, I don't know if we're going to have dollar death and a depression, to, yes, we're going to have it. The question is it a year from now or 5 years from now? And he said it's going to be road warrior. He said it's going to be what Gerald Celente's saying. He's saying under the current course that the establishment's under, and he said there's almost no way to get off of that, even if they tried, that it will be Middle Ages-like. That's pretty scary coming from somebody listed as one of the top seven economists in the world by Forbes.
Well, I've been writing about it since 1968 in that particular venue. And so has Ned Griffin, and so did Gary Allen, and so did Alan Stang, and with the films and records done by Anthony Hilder. And so to us it's nothing new, but to everybody else it is. And yes, that distinct possibility exists. And that's why when people ask, what do? You go out and get dehydrated and freeze-dried foods, you get a filter, and you find something that you can use to defend your family, because it could get that nasty. And if you got money left over, you go out and buy gold and silver coins. And if you get lots more money, you buy gold and silver stocks. And that's it. That's the only defense that you have to try to help yourself.
Okay, well, let's navigate this.
The best thing you can do is tell other people, and hopefully they'll come along too. But don't expect more than 1 out of 100 to listen.
Well, earlier in the show, I read a London Telegraph headline here on air saying that the big French bank is basically telling their investors, prepare for total absolute economic collapse. And so we've gone from, will the dollar die, to when is it going to die? And we've gone from there could be a total collapse to when is the total collapse coming? Is there any way to navigate out of this? And what do you think the establishment is planning to do?
Well, I think we get a 1207 pass. We immediately start the audit of the Fed. We immediately see within 5 or 6 months what the Fed has been doing since 1913, which is looting the American public and enriching themselves with not only money but power, and we get rid of them. And if we could accomplish that within a year and a half, then we would be able to go to the people and say, look, this is what the problem is. These are the guys that did it. This is why they did it. And this is why we're not going to put up with it anymore. And so this is what we're going to do. We're going to purge the system of all the losers, and we're going to have a depression. It'll probably last 3 to 5 years. It's going to be miserable. And we're going to do our best we can that we can to help everybody. But we've got to live through this, and there's no other way. And once it's cleared away, we'll be able to create a new and hopefully more vibrant America. And that's the only real chance that we have. And that's why this legislation was so important. It's the most important legislation perhaps in the last 100 years.
Absolutely, because it identifies the real problem. But
and the culprits.
The culprits, so we can remove the cancer that's already eaten us up, but if we don't go in and have this emergency surgery, we know it's over. If they stay in power, if they're not brought to justice, if they're able to carry this forced vertical integration, this looting through, what will things look like, and when do you think it's going to start descending into total bedlam?
Well, the devaluation of the dollar, which is probably a year and a half away, will be step number one. I would expect at that time or shortly thereafter, the injection of money and credit monetization, the effect of that would start to wane, and we would have inflation perhaps of 30 or 50%, maybe a lot more. I try to be conservative because I when you sometimes state facts, things that could be facts, people don't want to believe you because it sounds so outrageous. Well, I've been living in an outrageous world for a long time. But anyway, that would be the catalyst, the beginning of the depression, so to speak. And then, you know, we spend a tremendous amount of money on our military forces overseas and all of these things that they've got us involved in. That would cease because the money wouldn't be there to do that anymore. And then these people would be coming home, adding, you know, 4 or 5 million people to the workforce. And at that time, we'd probably have 50 or 60 million unemployed. And that's not going to help. But there's not much we can do about that. I mean, we have to deal with the cards that we've been dealt. And, you know, it's so true. My nephew's just retired as the assistant chief of police in a large city in America, and he always said to me, look, you know, you deal with what you've got. You fight back with what you have, and that's all you can do as a human being. And he's right. And so that's what we have to do as a people. And we are a people. We're different than everybody else. We come from a warrior caste, people who came from all over Europe, and then they came from Asia, and then they came from Central and South America because they wanted better jobs and more freedom. And for some time, they had that. But we have to deal with our problems that we've got that have been created by the people who call themselves our masters. Well, they're not our masters, and they're certainly not mine.
Well, Bob, I want to go back to the positive things we see that are happening. 2 years ago, they were worshipful of Fed chairmen, worshipful of Treasury heads, worshipful of Goldman Sachs heads. Now, Republicans and Democrats genuinely treat them with contempt, call them crooks, call them criminals. Rush Limbaugh's calling Al Gore a New World Order criminal. I actually have the transcript now. We need to play that next hour, the audio of that. And saying Al Gore is a criminal, so the bankers, I have the transcript, so the bankers can take over our economy. I mean, whether Rush Limbaugh is good or bad, he's now being forced to actually come out and tell the truth, or he will lose all credibility and won't even be in the game anymore. I mean, we really, because you and others planted the seeds decades ago.
We caused that. Absolutely, we caused it. And I think it's wonderful. And I want him on our side. And I want him telling the truth because I want to get this thing over with before I kick the bucket.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bob. I mean, we really are affecting change, and we're in the battle. And I guess we've just got to be here and explain the bankers are the criminals. They've got to be brought to justice. Whatever solutions they give us are just more power for them. And as long as we just are the last man standing, telling the truth throughout this crisis, there's no way they're going to come out on the end of this, Bob.
That's right. And I knew that from the very beginning, for the same reason that you did. My favorite subject was history, and I read and read and read. I must have read the Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, that's 7 volumes. I must have read it 20 times, because to me it was exciting. But I learned what the culture of people is.
Absolutely. We're going to take phone calls with Bob Chapman when we get back, and I'm going to find out if he's got other interviews coming up. Maybe I can twist his arm and stay a little bit with us into the next hour and then ask Bob other issues he wants to talk about, what he thinks is important in the news. We haven't even gone there yet, but here it is. Societal General tells clients how to prepare for potential global collapse.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry. Sale ends November 30th.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I'm going to play part of what Rush Limbaugh had to say. There's several times he talked about PrisonPlanet.com yesterday and called Al Gore a crook and talked about bankers over in Europe wanting to loot us and rob from us, and the UN wanting a tax. I mean, that's what it is. See, Limbaugh can't ignore this anymore. And now the globalists have tried to deny. This was being set up so they could build it and not have opposition. But now that they're coming out in the open, now the fight is on. And our credibility is going up. Their credibility is going down. So Limbaugh and Beck and all of them have jumped on the bandwagon. And I say, fine. Now, you know they're co-opting our message. And you know in 3 years when a Republican gets in, they're going to forget about all this. That won't matter. Because then all their listeners will know the truth. And the realignment towards a libertarian, liberals and conservatives are waking up and becoming freedom lovers. They're shattering paradigms right now. And this is so exciting. I mean, I see the leftist sites attacking me in their comments. A lot of them are like, well, Alex Jones attacked Bush. No, this is about corporate corruption, not about left and right. People really are waking up. I mean, I hate to keep beating that drum, Bob, but this is so exciting.
It is. And, you know, it's so visible now. You know, I don't have a show. And I can come in fifth out of 50. Obviously, people are thirsting for the truth. And that's just terrific, and it makes me very happy.
Absolutely, it's so exciting, Bob. I want to come back and start the next hour. You've agreed to stay with us another 20 minutes, and we'll talk to Martin in Spain, Maria in New York, Pat in New Jersey, Charles, Texas, Jerry in Indiana, and others for Bob Chapman, our guest. But Bob, in the 3 or 4 minutes we got left in this hour, other stuff in the news that you think is important.
Well, I think one of the most important things is gold, and I'll get quickly into it. They have been trying to put gold down all week because the gold and silver options expire on Monday, and they don't want them to expire in the money, and they have a lot of them at 11:20 in the money. And so they are trying to make the price go down, and it's illegal, but they do it anyway. Well, they can't get it down. Right now, gold is up again, $7 to $8 in the December month, which is still trading, and that is the big month, and it's the biggest month of the year, actually. And so they have been totally unsuccessful in the bullion and the futures market of putting gold back down again. And when Monday's over again, gold is going to vault again. Now, what the Illuminists are doing right now as well, in order to psychologically disjoint people, and this is very important for people who own gold and silver shares. They are trying to knock them all down. Now, right now, there is a group, and they have been putting together this propaganda campaign about how the shares are going to go down. Barclays, Goldman Sachs, Jimmy Rogers, and George Soros, they're saying they're going to go down. Why? I'll tell you why. Because, and we have this statement from the last quarter, Goldman Sachs probably is short one of the major gold stocks, just one, 5 million shares. Well, what does that mean? That means about $5 billion. That's a lot of money. And so this is what's going on in that market. And if you understand it and you get a hold of the international forecaster every week, you're going to know what's going on. But it can't work, and I'll tell you why. Because when you short a stock, you sell it, hoping it'll go down. And in selling it, someday you got to buy it back again. And they're going to have to cover their shorts. And once they start, this thing is going to vault because gold's going considerably higher here, maybe to 1325 or 1250 or 1200, somewhere up in there. But when it goes there, the shares have to go up and they have to cover.
Okay, we'll be back in 70 seconds with the final hour of this Friday edition.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.